Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The Summer Revelation series continues in today's message. It's called The Antichrist's Kingdom and God's Judgment. This is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Many of the things that God does, we're not acquainted with. But there is generally a scripture that really explains it to us. And even as we're in the presence of the Lord, we should always continually ask God for understanding, for spiritual understanding of what we should do, how we should live our lives, because there's a real enemy. His name is Satan. He's doing everything he can to lock us down spiritually and to stop our communication with God and God's fellowship with us and us fulfilling our divine purpose in life. But he can't do it. I said he cannot do it unless we allow it. We must keep our communion with God every day through prayer. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. And talk to the Holy Spirit all day long. Just talk to him. You say, I don't see him. It's okay. He sees you. That's all that counts. Just talk to him. Talk to God all day long. The Bible says people are to always pray all day long. Pray. I have been talking about the book of Revelation here for a while. And just to let you know, we're coming close to the end. And so please continue to listen to these messages, not only attentively, but also realize these are messages you're supposed to share. Share them with your family, your loved ones, your friends, your enemies. Share them, because this is a message from Jesus Christ to us about the certainty of our future, things that are about to take place here in the world. And right now, I want to pray one more time and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us exactly what he wants us to hear today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We just thank you for the privilege of being able to study the book of Revelation, Jesus' own words to us. And now we are praying, Holy Spirit, that you will speak, reveal to us, make these words alive in our minds, in our hearts, in our will. And we just thank you for the revelation, the understanding of this book. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen and amen. Now, the title of today's message is Antichrist's Kingdom and God's Judgments. Can you say that? Antichrist's Kingdom and God's Judgments. Revelation is one of the most important books in the Bible because it reveals your future destiny. It was written by Jesus Christ. The words came from him. And your choice to serve or reject him determines your destiny in life. One of the most important decisions you will ever make is where you will spend eternity. We would like not to think that we may ever die, but everybody does eventually. And we will all die unless the rapture of the church happens first. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, each person is destined to die once. And after that comes judgment. The Bible clearly tells us to accept Jesus means to have eternal life, a life in heaven when we die. But rejecting Jesus means that you remain under sin's judgment of eternal death and suffering. Let me give you a scripture for that in John 3:35, it says, the Father loves his Son, Jesus, and has put everything into his hands. And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's judgment. Now, that judgment begins with the tribulation period. You know, most of us, even when we witness, we try to explain to people, you know, there's only two destinations, heaven and hell. So to accept Jesus, it means you go to heaven. People generally think, okay, well, that's a decision I can put off. When I'm old, when I'm gray, whatever, okay, and I'll come to Jesus so I can go to heaven. I certainly am not going to hell. A survey stated that only 1% of people believe they're going to hell. There are a lot of deceived people. What we should be telling them is the judgment of sin begins with the tribulation period. Because some people will live into the tribulation period. In fact, the Bible describes it as the worst time of horror in human history. We are actually living in the season prophetically when that can take place. While on earth, Jesus warned in Matthew 24:21, there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. However, God promises all who accept his Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, will be rescued from that tragedy. In Revelation 3:10, Jesus said to his followers, because you have kept my command to endure, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which will come upon the entire world. Jesus also said in John 14:2, that he would return and rescue us. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus was referring to the rapture of the church when he said those words. In 1 Thessalonians 1:10, it shows that Jesus will rescue and remove his followers to heaven just before the tribulation. Listen to what it says. Looking forward to the coming of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God raised from the dead, he is the one who has rescued us from the terrors of the coming judgment. Now, I want you to remember this. There are some religions that say no one's going to hell because God is too good to send people to hell. Well, let me just say this to you. People make the choice to go to hell. God has given us all free will. And that's important for you to understand. See, experiencing the tribulation and where you spend eternity is really your choice. It's not God's choice. It's your choice. He puts the decision in your hands. He has me talking about it today to remind you it's your decision with how your life ends. When you accept Jesus, you'll be raptured with the church. You'll go to heaven. But if you reject Jesus, you'll experience the tribulation and afterwards the lake of fire for all eternity. And I want to fast forward to Revelation 20:12 so I can make it plain. This is what John said. He said, I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was open as well, which is called the Book of Life. Now, the Book of Life records the names of everyone who accepted Jesus Christ as personal and Savior and obeyed him. It goes on to say the dead were judged according to their deeds by the things which were written in the books. Now, folks, whether you receive Jesus Christ or Savior or not, it's actually written in this book. And at the final judgment, the white throne judgment, God is going to have that book. It says, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast in to the lake of fire. So God is a righteous judge. He will have a book in the last judgment of every human being who did not receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. He'll have that book of life, though. And when people say, this is all a mistake, I'm supposed to be in heaven, he will go to the book of life and say, your name is not written here. Because every person who accepted Jesus Christ, their name is written in this book. What's your name again? How do you spell it? How many names do you have? Let's look up all the names. I know your name is there, brother. But there are going to be people whose names are not written in that book. Now, folks, listen. God has provided a way to heaven and eternal life through the sacrifice of his son Jesus for a long time. God has given humanity more than 2,000 years to repent and accept Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. But the Bible tells us after the rapture, the tribulation judgments will begin. And with them, within a short 7-year period, billions of lives will be destroyed. The book of Revelation reveals this. But God will release a total of 21 judgments during the tribulation period. They are in 3 series of 7s. They're described as the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the vial judgments.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
The Bible says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless the days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus Christ will return. Join us this weekend for more messages describing the prophetic season in which we live. Your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you'd like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, the Bible predicts that in the end time, there will be a new world order. A one world government controlled by a dictator the Bible refers to as the Antichrist or the beast. There'll be a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world financial system. It's being developed right now. This new world order will be led by the Antichrist, through whom Satan will actually rule the world. And we've been talking about this in Revelation chapter 13 and also in chapter 17. It describes the coming one world government. It says, then I saw the beast, the Antichrist, rising up out of the sea, And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And then in Revelation chapter 17, verse 12 says, the 10 horns of the beast, the Antichrist, are 10 kings, and they will all agree to give him, the Antichrist, their power and their authority. There will also be, as I just stated, a one world religion where all the people on earth will be forced to worship Satan and the Antichrist. In Revelation chapter 13:2, it says, the dragon, Satan, gave the beast, the Antichrist, his own power and throne and great authority. The beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed, and the whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, that's Satan, for giving the beast such power. And they also worshiped the beast, that's the Antichrist. Now, a false prophet will come on the scene as well. And he, the leader of the religious false religion, will build an image of the Antichrist and say that everyone must worship that image or die. This is found in verse 14 of chapter 13. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, the Antichrist, who was fatally wounded and then came back to life. He was then permitted to give life to the statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the Antichrist, the beast, commanded that everyone refusing to worship it must die. All of this is going to happen during the tribulation period. Now let's talk about the one world financial system. It's actually connected with the one world religion. In verse 16, it goes on to say, he required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark. That is the one world financial system. Right now, they're trying to do away with cash. They're trying to make everything digital. But the Bible tells us at this time it will be reduced to a mark on your hand or in your forehead. Now, moving on to Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 says, then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion and with Christ were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Now, a name written on the forehead really signifies ownership and protection. And this special group of Jewish men was sealed by God at the beginning of the tribulation period. We talked about this in chapter 7. I'll read a verse. Chapter 7, verse 2, it says, I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God, and there were 144,000 sealed from all the tribes of Israel. One religion talks about 144,000. Well, the scripture tells us who these 144,000 people actually are. Now, that same group right here in chapter 14 are seen with Jesus on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And the Bible says they're not just standing with Jesus, but they're also singing. They're singing a song. And no one is allowed to sing the song with them, because no one has experienced what they experienced going through the tribulation period. The 144,000 Jewish evangelists were rescued and protected by God from earth's judgment. While all of these judgments are taking place, these 144,000 are protected by God. And God will use them to bring about the greatest revival in history. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9 talks about it. It says, after this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne of the Lamb. And they were clothed with white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a mighty shout, salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. Now, these individuals are identified in verse 14. Listen to what it says. These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. What? People are born again in the great tribulation? There's going to be a massive revival in the tribulation period. The Bible says, for they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and they were made white. Now, this is amazing. With everything that's happening in the tribulation, with all of the wickedness happening during the tribulation, these individuals remained obedient to the word of God and morally pure. Verse 4 and 5 goes on to say, they have kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among the people of the earth as a special offering to God and to the Lamb. And they have told no lie, and they are without blame. So during the tribulation period, many, many will be born again. Next, God will send three angels to earth. In Revelation chapter 14 and 6, it says, I saw another angel flying through the air, carrying the eternal gospel to proclaim to the people who belong in this world, to every nation, to every tribe, language, and people. Now look at this. During the second half of the tribulation, God will use angels to preach the gospel. They will warn of the coming judgment. Coming judgment? There's been judgment all around. And because many of those who are born again during the tribulation have been put to death, God will actually send angels to preach to the people here on earth. They will be telling the people, look, fear God, give him the glory, not the Antichrist. In verse 8, it goes on to say, another angel followed him, shouting, Babylon is falling, the great city is falling, because they made all nations to drink of the wine of their immorality. The angel announces the judgment soon to take place on the religious Babylon. Now, here, Babylon refers to apostate religious political system. It's headed up by the beast, the Antichrist. It's in combination with the apostate world church. They're getting people to worship this false religion until he takes over and says he's God. And we're going to study this in more detail in chapter 17 and 18.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was titled, The Antichrist's Kingdom and God's Judgment. This is part one. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we've taken this time to listen to your word. Your word says, seek my face. And Lord, we thank you that we have taken this time to seek your face. Do not hide from us. But help us, Lord, to understand you more and more. Forgive us of our sins if we've disappointed you, if we've disobeyed you in any way. Jesus, come into our heart. Be the complete Lord of our lives. Save us 100%. Devil, get out of our lives. Get out of our marriages. Get out of our families. Get out of our business. Get out in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you've given us power over the enemy. Lord, we thank you because you've given us power over ourselves through the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you that we can serve you and serve you in faith. Bless us today. Be with us. Guide us. Keep us safe. And we will continue to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.